USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kim Potter is now behind bars. She was immediately taken into custody after being convicted of two counts of manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright during his suburban Minneapolis traffic stop last April. Katie Bryant is Dante's mother.
Now we've been able to process it. We want to thank the entire prosecution team. We want to thank community support, everybody who's been out there that has supported us in this long fight for accountability.
The former police officer will be sentenced in February. She faces up to 15 years in prison. Another pill has been approved for COVID-19, although the at-home medication from Merck is considered much less effective and has more side effects than the Pfizer pill, which was approved on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Two people are dead after a shooting at a Burlington coat factory in North Hollywood. Authorities say just before noon, there was a report of assault with a deadly weapon. Witnesses say a suspect was seen swinging a bike chain.
And while they were en route, they also received additional radio calls from multiple people indicating that there was a possible shooting in progress, possible active shooter. A number of those individuals indicated that they were sheltering in place and they were taking cover.
Police say they shot the suspect as he was attacking a second victim. They also shot and killed a 14-year-old girl who was hiding in a dressing room. As Christmas shoppers were picking up last-minute items at an outdoor mall in West Suburban Chicago, two people started shooting at each other. By the time it was over, four people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The mall was put on lockdown for a while. One suspect was arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Fans of the TV show Wheel of Fortune are red-hot mad after a contestant on last Tuesday's show lost due to a technicality.
The right word.
You know, this one's tough because you said all the right words, including the word word, but as you know, it's got to be more or less continuous. We can't give you the prize, and it was the outing.
Oh man.
Fans said it wasn't fair because she got the correct wording before the timer ran out. So many people cried out online that it caught the attention of the car company Audi. They tracked Charlene down on Twitter and tweeted, "You're a winner in our eyes, Charlene. Let's give her a prize. Time to give you that Q3. Audi stepped up to give her the car anyway. A frightening explosion happened near Houston, Texas.
A large explosion took place early Thursday morning at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial incident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located about 25 miles east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in 1920 and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The company's website says it produces 584,000 barrels of crude oil per day. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.